Terry. I'm an alcoholic. Can you guys hear me? I found out on Tuesday. I don't know how to talk in a microphone. It's really good. So I'm a little self-conscious about my voice being picked up right now. My sobriety date's June 6, 2016. I have a sponsor. I sponsor other men in Alcoholics Anonymous, and this is my home group, and I love this group. I'm glad to be here tonight and honored to, you know, be able to do something in my home group beyond make the second best cookies tonight. So we were like talking about, I fucked up, right? So we realized Isaac didn't do his job, and I called him to see if he wanted help with that. And it's like the second time this has happened, right? Like, hey, there's this hole in service going on. Do you need help? And they're like, yeah, you do it. And I'm like, I'm just going to stop asking, right? I'm just going to like let shit not happen. So I'm up here, and so I'm thinking about sponsorship, right? And June 6, 2016 is not the only sobriety date I've ever had, right? I also got sober July 20th, 2009 in this group, right? And I got a sponsor after my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous because he was really excited about AA and like this idea. Every time he said the word sponsor or sponsorship, he got a big smile on his face. And I was like, shit, I think I'm supposed to ask him, right? And I did. And he showed me what Alcoholics Anonymous looked like, right? Like, you know, my first time coming to this meeting, if you're new, pay attention. Afterwards, I said, is there anything I can do to help? And I should not have done that because we were in a room like maybe 1.5 times the size of this one. It was a basketball court, right? And it was carpeted floor. And I asked that question. And he was like, vacuum the floor. And I was like, what? You know, like, that's what you guys do? You get the newcomer to do the vacuuming, huh? You know, and I ran to the service coordinator, who turns out is my current sponsor, right? And I was like, can he do that? And he was like, yeah, he's your sponsor, you know? So I grabbed the vacuum and I vacuumed the floor and I just like, you know, I cursed about them taking advantage of me and my talents and, you know, but the weird thing was, is what I wasn't thinking about for that, like, seemed like 3 hours that I was vacuuming the floor, I was not thinking about drinking, right? And that was a lot of what my sponsor did, is put activities in front of me and things to do, actions to take, where I wasn't thinking about drinking, right? And man, you know, I what happened to me is I stopped seeing my sponsor as a sober human being in Alcoholics Anonymous with flaws, right? And then when I did see that, it was too much, right? I was like, oh God, you know, and I got a new sponsor and I got this guy. I hear a lot of times, like, get somebody that has what you want, right? That wasn't the deal, dude, right? Like, I thought I was going to be able to, like, you know, get a little money here and there, you know, he came from Davis Island or, he wouldn't argue with me or push back on my bad ideas, you know? And I was wrong, dude. He was in law school and was like practiced in the art of litigation, right? So every time I would bring him this bad idea with my defense and my explanation, and he would just shoot it down and explain to me why I was going to drink again, you know? And then the important part of sponsorship happened. We set a day and time every week. And every week he would come and pick me up and we would sit down and we would read out of the big book. And there was stuff in there that I didn't understand what it meant, right? Like selfish and self-centered. Didn't really make sense. Mike, come join the AA meeting, please. Sit up with us. I sponsor him. Where it said selfish and self-centered, I was like, oh, okay, that sounds like you. Maybe not me, right? He like pointed out some examples in my behavior of how that was me, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. And what I realized is this, there was this like distinct formula to my life at this point, that when I took the actions and I did what my sponsor suggested and showed me to do, when I tried to emulate his behavior in Alcoholics Anonymous, my life got better, right? And every time that I try to go off the beaten path and have a new idea and exert my will on a situation, it just seemed like I was like paddling up, you know, upstream, just like against the current constantly, right? And then I would bring the problem to him, and he would share his experience with me. And he would, to this day, he does something really cool where he says something like, I don't have experience with that. Let's find somebody that does, right? And I think that's one of the most honorable things, you know, a sponsor in AA can do. And when we got to the steps, he said, it's your turn, right? Like, go find a guy to help, right? And just share your experience with them. And my sponsor, really, like the first probably bunch of guys that I sponsored, he sponsored them, right? I was just like an interpreter. So I would call him and say, he said this, what do I do? And he would tell me. And then I would like fuck it up when I told that guy, you know? But over the years, we developed this like bond and this trust and this understanding to where we have not always like seen eye to eye, and you know, it's not always been easy. And you know, there was a time where my sponsor wasn't, I couldn't see him in AA that much, right? I just didn't see him that much in AA. And I gotta get somebody that I can see doing this stuff, right? Otherwise, it's so easy for me to say like, I don't need to bake the cookies. Publix cookies are good enough, right? I could just stop on the way to the meeting, right? It's stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to call that guy back. I talked to him 3 days ago. Like, it's not that big of a deal, you know? And like, I just like that selfishness and self-centeredness just comes back, man. And my sponsor's my tour guide here, right? He's out in front of me pointing out the stuff that like I can't see, right? Those little things that I'm not gonna notice. And then I flip it over, man. I got into sticking my hand out to a new guy, right? To somebody who looked a little more uncomfortable than I felt. And not just like raising my hand at the end of the meeting, not just like putting my phone number on the list when it went around the room, but like doing stuff like, you know, recognizing a guy looks at a place and asking his name and asking his phone number and taking it down, setting an alarm and reaching out to that guy the next day, right? And trying to see if I can help him start his journey in Alcoholics Anonymous. And what's happened, man, is I've seen some of the coolest shit. I see cool shit, right? My life's dope, right? Like, you know, I'm going Saturday to shoot like invasive fish, you know, and like, I can't wait. And you know, like I go chase like big tiger sharks and like they rub their belly on my head and it's fucking amazing, right? And then I like sponsor a guy in Alcoholics Anonymous and he tells me his dad isn't doing well and he needs to go to Pittsburgh and he wants me to go with him, you know? And I get to go watch them reestablish a relationship, right? And I get to do that because I paid attention in Alcoholics Anonymous when another man spoke at this home group and he shared that he got to do that with his sponsee, right? And I knew to do that because of that, you know what I mean? And I learned so much from you guys, but my sponsor is my guy, right? He doesn't need backstory on anything going on in my life. If I call him right now and I share one little thing, he knows the 15 things that led up to that. He has that information. And he knows my inventory around it, more importantly. And when I try to call him with like the bullshit surface level inventory, he knows how I tick, right? And he helps me to get a little bit deeper and see what the root causes are. And then he helps me to formulate a plan to get out of that. And then he helps hold me accountable to sticking to that plan. And without that stuff, man, I'm not gonna stay here with you guys. I'm compelled to drink, you know? It's what, even today, my mind still, you know, I have an abnormal relationship with alcohol, physically sober as I am today. And my sponsor keeps what's between my ears in check, right? He helps me to do that. He's not my boss. He's not my financial advisor. He's not my relationship counselor. He's not my priest, right? But he's a guy that I respect and I look up to and I'm willing to take direction from, right? So when he tells me, go to more meetings, I go, okay, I'll go to more meetings. And when he tells me, you know, to stop listening to gangster rap in the car and call people in Alcoholics Anonymous, all right, I'm going to call people in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know? And when he tells me to pray for somebody that I really don't want to pray for because they were clearly wrong, I just say the damn prayer. You know what I mean? I just take his direction because he's been doing this longer than me. And, what happened is as a result of being sponsored over time consistently, he came to be a guy that has what I want, right? But he didn't start that way. And if you don't have a sponsor, I hope that you see somebody tonight that looks like they got their shit together a little bit, right? Looks like they kind of have an idea of what they're doing here. And if you're dying, ask for help, man. You know what I mean? That what's it that Larry said? If the alcohol doesn't kill me, my ego will, right? And the most ego-deflating thing that I've ever done as a man is walking up to another man and saying, I don't know how to live, man. I can't stay sober. Can you please help me? And, you know, incredibly grateful that I just fell into this group, in a group with guys that took sponsorship seriously, took the 12 steps seriously, and have taken the time to help me to stay sober. Thanks for letting me share.